This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek, who writes a column at The Hill and a column at Fox News, much on Fox Business, commenting on the economy, the recovery. Thank you very much. Looks great. People are shopping. It's summertime. But even London is happy. The positive cases have dropped 6 days in a row, and Boris Johnson, a volatile figure at the least, is keen on saying, wait, don't make assumptions, but things look good. 7% growth for United Kingdom, mother country, in the next year, says the IMF. Still, we come to our concerns for what can go wrong and why. And one thing that can go wrong is a tax burden that must be offset by hesitation. Liz, I read a surprising headline in the Wall Street Journal. Big Pharma quietly pushes back on global tax deal, citing COVID-19 role. Drug companies mobilize in D.C., arguing competitiveness and agility are at stake. Pharma executives, lobbyists, consultants mobilizing to fight what has become a threat to drug companies' bottom lines, a sweeping agreement by many of the world's biggest economies to harmonize corporate taxation. Earlier this month, 130 countries agreed to broad outlines of a deal that would, among other steps, establish a minimum corporate tax of 15% within their countries. How do you measure this right now, Liz? Is Big Pharma making noise because it wants a separate piece? Is this the beginning of pushback from other global concerns about the minimum tax being a peculiar in a pandemic recovery? How do you measure it?
Well, where have they been? That's the question I would ask. This tax discussion has gone on for some time. Janet Yellen is purporting to hand our tax policy over to an international consortium. I'm not sure where that idea really gained any validity to begin with, frankly. But if our big corporations think, and I think they're probably right, that they are the losers in this agreement with, you know, 100 other countries, then they should be protesting this. I think there are probably a lot of Americans who think, yeah, you know, companies should pay a minimum tax, but they really don't understand the subtleties of this, where I think there's concern, particularly in the pharma and in tech, about intellectual property income, if you will, and how foreign countries want to tax, by the way, mainly our companies. And sort of put our companies at a disadvantage vis-a-vis normal taxation policy. I think it's an interesting, sort of political statement that these companies are finally speaking up, and they're doing it quietly because they're scared to death. What is the Biden administration also talking about? Lowering drug prices. There's a lot of, pressure, particularly in the drug industry, to cut prices to consumers, to open up competition, to make government spending on drugs much more competitive, which would drive prices down. I think they are treading carefully because of that. But I think this tax thing, I'm not in favor of it. I don't think that American companies should be ruled by what the savants in EU think about our taxes. Now, tech is going along with it because they were facing even more onerous tax hikes overseas. It's the old Mount Everest thing. You climb it, or Willie Sutton, you know, why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is. Why is the EU going after big tech companies for higher taxes? Because that's who has the big money. But nonetheless, I don't like what she has done here. I don't like America handing off our tax policy or climate policy or any other policy to international consortiums.
Liz Peek, writing at The Hill and at Fox News about the circumstances, what we know of the recovery, which, Liz, I want to assure everybody here at the end, because I only fuss about the storm clouds. The recovery is in strong shape. Do you agree with that? We have 30 seconds.
It is. I mean, you basically have, a very strong, lot of momentum in the economy. Growth is enormous. Profits are enormous. All of that is a big buttress to high stock prices, and they are high. But right now, the economic numbers are looking extremely strong.
Liz Peek of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. And I want to redouble the fact that it's summertime and there's no reason to fret. All of the problems that we're looking at right now, we can put off until 2022, which is, I mentioned, an election year. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.